Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. As you can tell, we are not on the set of the Max City Morning Show. We are on location. But before we get started, we got to give a big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our ongoing title sponsor. Thank you very much. As you know, I don't introduce my guests, and I'm not going to today. And she's going to tell us who she is and where we at, where we're at. So on that note, Jay.
Hi, it's Carrie from Patchouli Rose, but today we're at Corridor Shops and Events, which is downtown on Manning Avenue, new location.
Yeah, so you lined us up. So you told me that you have your stuff here now.
Yes.
And so I came and I checked it out, and now I'm going to interview a bunch of different vendors here. But can you tell me a little bit about where we are?
Well, we're downtown. Yep. A lot of people with young children would remember where Aim High Park was located, like the trampoline park.
Right.
So we're in the next building, same side of the road, right there.
Right.
And yeah.
Yeah, if you're really old school, like I was telling Tanner today, he's like, where are we filming? I'm like, across from the old Greyhound.
Yes, exactly. Directly
like,
across from the old
what?
Greyhound.
And I was like, yeah, you got to be old school Fort McMurray to know that one.
Well, I knew that one,
So you have your products here now, right at the shelf, like right over there.
As soon as you walk in to the very back, you'll see my products. They're on two shelves.
And what kind of products do you have that you have back there?
Like it's all skincare.
Okay.
All skincare, serums, creams, lots of men's products for beard care, skin care.
Yeah.
I have stuff for like if you suffer from sore muscles, aches and pains, a really bad chapped hands or lips. I have some CBD oil products for lips.
Right.
I have a new product that I'm bringing down for muscle aches and pains and arthritis. It's going to be CBD oil body butter.
Okay.
And I have a new product out called Good Skin, which is a retinol serum for men and women.
Okay.
So the serum you can use basically face, neck, and hands. And then I have a cream which is meant for all over the rest of the body. And it's great for anti-aging, for evening out skin tone, and all kinds of other skin issues.
Very cool.
It's an anti-aging miracle product.
Right. Now, outside of this location, you also have some of your stuff in another location in Fort McMurray now as well.
I do. It's new, and the stuff is being added very soon. There's some products there already, and it's Thickwood Barbershop.
Yeah.
And it's going to be signature scents. So signature products for that particular space.
Yeah.
And it's already being used and tested on the clients that go there, and it's people are loving it.
Oh, yeah. The one, I was literally just there yesterday. Big shout out to Allie and the boys at Thickwood Barbershop.
Yeah, Allie's amazing.
But he puts peppermint product on my face. Was it shaving cream?
That's the shaving cream.
Shaving cream right before he did my beard. He put like this.
You're a little peppermint.
I'm a little peppermint. That's exactly it. And it smelled so good, and it was like so refreshing.
And that was what Ali requested, was because his clients really like peppermint, and it's really good for opening the pores for a hot shave. And the scent is very cleansing and fresh, and it's a really nice, it's a hit.
Yeah. Now the other thing that you have that we spoke about when I was with you and Allie, which I never really thought about, but you have tattoo oils or stuff to like make your tattoo stand out a little bit. Explain, I wasn't getting the whole gist of what it did.
Okay, so so Allie has his own signature tattoo balm made by me, but it's a Thickwood Barbershop tattoo balm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's his specific blend.
Okay.
And so it's for when you get a new tattoo. you put it on, so a lot of people will get some scabbing or when it starts to heal.
Yeah.
So this will prevent that because you don't want too much scabbing. You don't want to be scratching at it because you don't want to impact the repair process or the healing process. So it's has specific essential oils and carrier oils and butters that speed up the healing process and protect the inks.
Okay.
But you can also use it after your tattoo is healed to keep everything fresh.
Okay.
Keep the line work really nice and crisp. And I have two large tattoos and I use my tattoo balm a couple times a week and it just keeps it nice and fresh. And
well, that's what I was about to ask. I don't have any tattoos, so this is a learning for me. Like when you do get a tattoo, is this something, is if you don't do this, does the tattoo fade over time and the colors aren't as crisp? Would that help? How does that all work?
Well, I can't say for sure about the fading, but I know that my line work on my tattoos is, the tattoo artist is amazing. He's known for line work, but one of my tattoos is 8 years old and the other is, I think, 3 years old.
Right.
And they're like the day I had them done, like after they were healed.
Right.
But they really are amazing in the healing process.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't want to be picking at them or scratching because you can do some damage there.
That's right.
Mine are nice. And if you get sunburn or anything on them, go back and use your tattoo balm.
Yeah, cool.
Because you should be using sunscreen on your tattoos as well, FYI.
Yeah, sunscreen is a thing. Well, Tanner just fixed something for me on behind the scenes. Looking good, Tanner. Thank you very much.
No problem.
That was a big project.
Yeah, really appreciate that. So at the barbershop, you've got what type of products do you think that is going to be there in total?
Okay, so he said he's going to keep adding different things that he wants. So right now I'm reformulating a shaving cream.
Right.
I just have to perfect that to where he's completely happy with it.
Yeah.
It's really good now, but there's a few things I need to tweak.
Right.
So there'll be that. And a beard oil.
Yeah.
And a specific beard balm, because I don't... a beard wax, because in my lineup I don't have a beard wax.
Right.
So he'll have the only beard wax in the line.
Very cool.
And there's beard balm.
Yeah.
Beard oil.
Yeah.
The tattoo balm. He did mention he wants cologne, men's cologne, so that hasn't happened yet, but that's in the works.
Okay.
And I know there's a few other products, so the line will start out with a few different things, I can tell it's going to grow. And they will be all specific to Ali and the Thickwood Barbershop.
Right.
And you'll have to go to his barbershop to get them.
Yeah, that's cool, though. So, like, since the last time we spoke with you, two different locations here in Fort McMurray, and, like, that's promoting different things going on.
Yes. That's so I'm really excited about...
Yeah.
People being able to go to physical locations and be able to, because if you're a tangible person, you want to be able to touch the product.
That's right.
And there's going to be events that happen down here. That's why it's called Corridor Shops and Events, where all the different vendors will have nights where I will do skincare nights, and you can be able to have some testers, smell and test the product. I will tell you what the products are used for. So people have skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis.
Right.
If they have issues with nail fungus. So I deal with all that stuff.
Okay.
So I can, and a lot of my products are multifunctional, so you can use them for acne plus psoriasis plus different things. So can kind of give education on, you buy this one product, but you can use it for all these different things.
Yeah.
So that's really
so cool.
Unique thing about this location is that there's going to be educational / fun nights where you can come and learn about what's offered here.
Yeah, that's nice. I didn't know that. I thought this was just going to be a physical space where a shop that you just went to, but having events, it's a really smart idea.
And it's evolving to a metaphysical space too. So if you're into spiritual stuff, there is a lot of the components here, or a lot of the vendors have a little bit of that.
That's right. Yeah. So I met a few of the vendors, and you're right. There's an underlying theme with everybody that I've met so far. That is
a bit woo-woo.
Yeah, woo-woo, spiritual.
Yeah.
And we haven't had the heart opening here yet. This is soft, but as I walk around and see some of the products, they are all different, but they all complement one another quite well.
Yes, exactly.
So with your stuff being here, we spoke to the owner prior to. You don't have to be here, obviously. Everything's barcoded, they can shop. But would you be spending some time in the location?
Yes, because I want to be here if clients have questions about products.
Right.
And I do have a Facebook and a Facebook site and Instagram, plus I have a website.
That's right.
So people can go on and see some of the products, but all of the products that are here are not on the website, because I'm going to have some products that are specific to my retail locations.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting.
Yes.
What's your thought process behind that? I like it. But
it's to draw people into the retail locations to see, okay, what's new? Like, what products are new on the shelf?
Right.
Because I'm the CBD oil products are all new to, like, they're new to my line.
Right.
So I'm working on a few others. So they will be launched here first.
Right.
And they will eventually, I'm assuming, would be on my website.
Yeah.
But I want, so I want them to be able to launch here first so people have a draw.
That's right. No, that's really smart. Same with, like, the signature smells and products that are at the barbershop. Like, you have to go to Ali at the barbershop to get it. You can't go on the, like, it draws people in. It makes both of you a little bit more, like, limited in where you can get your stuff, which kind of builds.
It's a specialty item, and if you want that item, you have to go.
That's right.
You have to go to Thickwood Barbershop, or if you want to know what's new on the shelf with Patchouli Rose, you have to come to Corridor Shops and Events.
That's right. Now, before we get into the next topic, I got to throw it to an ad. It's your ad. So everybody at home, enjoy seeing a little bit more of Carrie.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue, and come check out all the other local vendors.
All right, and we're back. There you go. Thank you, Carrie, for the ad. And now we're back with Carrie to talk to you a little bit more.
Yep.
So last time you were at the studio, we were talking about all of the products and how you got started during COVID and how the business had evolved. But we didn't really talk about, like, your past lives, as you call it, prior to.
Right.
So this is something that you've always been interested in doing.
Mm-hmm.
You touched on a little bit, but I want to talk about a little bit more about the vintage shopping that you used to do.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So can you explain what that old business was about for us?
That business was so fun. And that evolved from my love of shopping and thrifting for vintage goodies.
That's right.
So in my past life, I traveled a lot all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I traveled, I wanted to thrift.
Right.
And I have MS, so I've had periods in my life where I was extremely small.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't go to the store and buy clothing because even size zero wouldn't fit me because it would be too big.
Mm-hmm.
And I still loved fashion, so I didn't want to resort to wearing children's clothes.
Right.
So that's what turned me on to vintage. I always loved vintage, but this took a whole different turn because it fit me really well.
That's right.
Because I have that body type where I'd try something on and very few things would have to be altered.
Yeah.
They would just fit me perfectly. So I would buy so much stuff.
Yeah.
And I would come home and literally had my basement full of racks of vintage, and I would buy it even if it was excessively large, because I'd wear a belt or I would get it tailored or I would work with it.
Right.
So I ended up with all of these clothes, and I was a bit of a diva when I traveled. I didn't want to wear the same things.
Right.
I wanted to have all different things. So
it
just became sensible to have an online vintage shop. So then I could buy all things vintage that I loved. So wedding dresses, purses, shoes, earrings, trinkets, household things. So that evolved into an online shop called Posh Gaudy. And I absolutely, that was a passion.
Right.
And I ended up getting so many luscious items. Yeah.
So myself and Tanner love to go antiquing ourselves when we do on the road shows. It's definitely something when we go to different venues, we try to go.
Antique
road show. Antique road show, yeah, there you go. But I find
that's not what I heard you call it.
Yeah, everybody has a thing that they're looking for.
Yes.
Like, is there a certain item when you go antiquing or thrifting that you're always kind of like, oh, I hope I find this item?
I always look for bags and luggage.
Okay.
I always look for bags and luggage.
Okay, I know what a bag is. What kind of luggage are we talking about?
Well, because a lot of people get rid of luggage that's from the 50s, 60s.
Yeah, because it's so heavy and doesn't...
Well, what
are we talking
happens,
about like the Samsonite luggage?
Yeah, and I'm talking about because you can find even inside luggage, mm-hmm. there's other luggage items.
Okay.
And I found a few of the cosmetic cases from the 50s and 60s.
Okay.
Obscure names in amazing shape. Because what happens is people will pass away, say aunt.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoever passes away, and then they have a niece or a nephew or a family member come, and they have to clear out their basement or their garage.
Right.
And that's not their thing. They're not interested. Or they're young and just never really...
Right.
Learned the value of some of these older items,
right.
and they get donated.
Right, right.
Or someone will do, they can pay someone a small fee and they'll come and empty out a garage, but then they get to keep all the items that they find. So
right.
then they'll end up at a garage sale
yeah.
or a thrift shop. And so when you're looking, you have to look, open it up and look in all the compartments, because I've found vintage earrings, American dollar bills.
Yeah.
Like different,
wow.
like men's cufflinks, some really unique things that have been tucked away items.
It's funny that you talk about luggage, though, because I would have never thought about it. I was literally just on a trip with my business partner, and we went into like a vintage antique shop, and they had luggage. And I was joking around about how crappy old luggage was in regards to, because it's so heavy. So, like, you pick it up and you're like, you add 35 pounds before you put anything in.
Yes, I know.
Traveling has become so much easier. Now, yes, it looks beautiful and, like, some of, like, the trunks and stuff. Some of those old suitcases, I'm just like, just doesn't make any sense. But that's such an interesting take.
Well, you can use luggage for so many things. You can use it to store things. You can use it for display in your home.
Right.
It's multifunctional.
Yeah, definitely.
But, I mean, this is going to age me a little, but... I remember traveling for quite a few years before luggage was even available with wheels.
Right, right.
So, Tanner, that makes me sound really old, but...
It's just a ridiculous premise to me that nobody thought to put wheels on.
Yeah, who's the first guy?
Like, and the first set of luggage I had that had wheels, which was the, you know, ooh, you had wheels. Literally, it was one wheel on the back of the luggage, and you had... almost like a triangle that pulled out from the edge of the luggage that you had to hold with your fingers and pull your luggage. It was so awkward, but it still, you felt like you were so cool because you had the newest, greatest.
Who's the first guy that was just like, we should put wheels on this? It's like, duh.
It was some idiot that just got lazy.
That's right. So
throw wheels on that.
Or they had a wife like me that traveled not light.
Well, you think about like some of the luggage, like you see the Louis Vuitton trunks and stuff, and people used to like literally you'd have two people have to lift a trunk for you, and that's how people
travel. Well, my parents have two trunks at home. I've grown up with trunks in the house.
And could you imagine traveling with that?
And it was like one was royal blue and brass,
right.
and the other was really old. It was a green and black. But they've had, so I remember the era of, you know, a trunk being shipped back from Ontario to Nova Scotia with stuff in it. So
right.
I do remember those days.
That's
it
awesome.
Wasn't in my day, but in my parents' day, still happening. So,
is there a certain like brand that you like to keep your eye out for? May it be like a clothing or for luggage?
Well, I'm not a brand snob because there are like the higher end brands, of course, you always look for, like Louis Vuitton. But I've become really, really good in spotting fakes.
Yeah.
So I can spot knockoffs usually pretty good. Some of them, they're getting more savvy, but I've gotten really good.
Okay.
But I want more obscure.
Yeah.
High end, of course. But even if it's not a high end and it's a really good quality, it's of high value to me, because for something to last so long, be in really good shape, that gives it a value just because, you know, it's in good shape.
Very
but
cool.
clothing
is
definitely Chanel.
Okay.
So I did score a Chanel suit when I was in Paris, and that's that was a really good score.
There's a rap song I'll share with you afterwards by Tyler, the Creator, and ASAP Rocky, where he, like, a lot of rappers are wearing pearls and purses now because they're, like, vintage collections. And so there's a line where he's like, I don't rock Chanel, I rock Chanel. And he's wearing a lot of Chanel. It's a cool song. So that's Chanel, cool. That's funny that you're into that. You and ASAP Rocky. You have something in common.
Yes, there you go.
There you go.
I remember speaking of pearls for my my goddaughter graduating from high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's back in Cape Breton, everyone has a big grad party. Like, there was hundreds of people that went to this grad party. But she was always very special, still is.
Yeah.
Very, because she was 18 or 19 when she came into my life. And I gave her pearls.
Yeah.
And it's like people were like, "That's such an oddball thing to give." I said, "No, she will appreciate it."
She gets
but,
a little older, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, there you go. Listen, Tanner hit me with the sign, so that means we're running out of time.
Okay.
So before we cut you loose, though, we're going to give you a shameless shout out or plug because everybody gets that. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay. Well, come and check out Corridor Shops and Events down on Manning Avenue.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Carrie, thank you for coming in again. Obviously, you know. Come back again and again. Thank you for sponsoring the Max City Morning Show.
Oh,
we do
welcome.
Appreciate your support, and I can't wait to have you back again. Now, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in to another episode.
She wants to give her something.
Oh, do we have enough time on?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Somebody, we have something for you.
Hi.
Hi. So,
oh my.
We put together a thank you gift.
So, they can't hear you. You're going to have to get closer to her microphone if you want.
Okay.
There you go.
If you want to sit down.
Thank you, Tanner.
So, all the vendors put together a thank you gift for you for doing, you know, the little advertisement and bringing Elliot to us. So, a couple of the girls still got to drop some things off, but.
Thank you. I got to give you a hug.
There we go. Well, there you go. A gift on the Max City Morning Show. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.